Blog Talk Radio.
You know what, Rhonda? You know what sucks about age? When I was your age, I used to carry up 5-pound bags of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs. What do you think about that?
So what?
So what? So what's that? have a tremendous Thursday evening to you, and welcome to my 40th Beer and Blood birthday bash here on Dollar Bin Horror Radio. My name is Eric Polk, and I am officially middle-aged, motherfuckers. Oh, yes. I am fucking old, and I'm glad you all have come. You've all decided to come and hang out with us for the next 9 minutes or so. It is Rock and Roll Horror Radio here tonight as we say au revoir to the mid-season. And we're taking your requests at 1-877-552-4073. And there is no format, ladies and gentlemen. It is, the format is blown out tonight because it is fucking beer and rock and roll horror. And I'm taking your requests, as I mentioned, 1-877-552-4073. And joining me here tonight is my most excellent party guest. Yes, he is the lord and mistress of DollarBinHorror.blogspot.com. And tonight she is my designated driver. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome back to the show, Miss Ronnie Reaper.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just waiting for you to get drunk because this is going to be so friggin' interesting.
I'm on my first beer right now. I have a four-pack of Great Lakes Brewing Company Lake Erie Monster Beer, which is, for you and non-beer connoisseurs, it's an Imperial India Pale Ale kind of thing. A little bit fruity, but it's pretty damn good. I mean, it's not like Bud Light Lime fruity, but it's not bad. It's 9.1% alcohol, which is a lot more than some other beers I'm used to drinking, so this could be very interesting. Seriously, though, we're glad that you all have decided to spend some time with us tonight. It is the 4th of July weekend here in the United States, so if you guys are going out, please be careful, and please don't drink and drive. I am drinking in the confines of my own home, and I'm not driving this evening. So we hope that you have a blast. We're going to be playing a lot of awesome tunes tonight. You just heard a little bit of Slayer, Stomp of Heaven from 1988. We got some Anthrax along the way. We have Goblin. We have Iron Maiden. We have Dokken coming up later on. And we have a special request from the head huntress, Mrs. Elizabeth Catherine Gray. We'll be hearing that here for too much longer. But I'm pretty sure by now you are sick of hearing me chat, so we're just going to move on now. From 1986, I believe, this is Anthrax Madhouse on Dollar Bin Horror Radio.
Oh, I'll leave it.
And that was Anthrax on Darbin Horror Radio. That was Madhouse. And they were one of the first metal bands, if not the first metal band, to kind of do the rock rap thing. Yeah, there was Aerosmith's Walk This Way, but Anthrax kind of took it to the nth degree when they did the song I'm the Man, and then they got together with Public Enemy to do their cover of Bring the Noise. Very interesting times in the late 80s, early 90s, for sure. yes, but they were one of the best. As a matter of fact, they are considered one of the big four, along with Slayer, Megadeth, and Metallica. And we're glad once again that you're joining us for our for my big 40th Beer and Blood birthday bash. The request lines are open at 1-877-552-4073, and it's nothing but fun here tonight. So if you're not in the mood to have any fun, then you might want to look elsewhere. All right, going to send the song out now to our boys, Corey Udler and Derek Carey, who we met through Blade Braxton when we did I did an interview with him back last April for at Cinema Wasteland. We became really good friends. We bonded over Kiss. So from 1980's Kiss's Unmasked album, this is Shandy on Dollar Bin Horror Radio. Back.
All right.
Let's try and grow.
No!
You might as well kill me then, too.
Caleb Colton no longer belongs to our world.
We'll give him a week, see if we can call him one of us.
He belongs to hers.
But you have to learn to kill.
He belongs to theirs.
I don't want to kill.
He makes a kill tonight.
And they all belong to the night.
It's 3 hours short for a bus to get home. You help me out?
What are you on?
Believe me, I told you.
Just don't think of it as killing.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't think at all. It's just something that you do night after night. It's only ever a question of
how. Nope. I would be too if I were you. Near Dark.
It'll be your boys falling in with the trouble.
Check out time.
Bought yourself some time, son.
Like this is my family, let it go!
Did you ever see that movie, Near Dark?
No, I have not seen Near Dark.
Oh, my God. Well, come Madness time, you need to watch it. I admittedly have not seen very many vampire movies, but this one is fucking awesome. Vampires, they actually drive during the daylight. They drive in this weird-looking RV kind of thing, but see, they have to cover their windows up and stuff because otherwise they'll start burning. But they...
Oh.
Yeah, so, yeah, It's definitely not Twilight, that's for damn sure. All right, the request lines are open here at 1-877-552-4073. And if you're internationally listening to us, the number to call is 323-843-6113. Oh my God. I'm still trying to go with the fact I'm 40 years old. I don't feel 40, you know?
You're only as old as you feel.
Yeah, that's about right. And I still feel like I'm in my 20s. I feel like I can get into a pit and kick some ass, you know, that kind of thing. But they say life goes downhill. Well, I'm still going uphill, kid. So the request lines are open. As I mentioned, the request lines are open. So if you guys have a song you'd like to hear, give us a call and we'll be happy to take your request. All right, next up is going to be a song by Weird Al. He actually has a couple of horror-based songs out. One is called The Night Santa Went Crazy, and this one from 1983's In 3D album. It's Nature Trail to Hell. This song may not bring back many memories, but the memory of the concert last month in Cleveland sure does with all the rain and stuff. That was just awesome, for sure. All right, here's Nature Trail to Hell on Dollar Bin Horror Radio.
Thank you.
Nature Trail to Hell.
I thought it was one of your bits. That's why I didn't say hello back.
What?
I thought it was one of your bits you were going into. That's why I didn't say hello or anything back.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, but seriously, I'm on my second beer now, so one soldier down, another one is taking its place.
Well, in case anyone didn't know this, Eric is a super lightweight.
No. Really?
So.
I did not know that.
This entire night. Hilarious.
No, it's, and I'm only on my second beer now, so that's just fucking, what the hell am I looking for? I don't know what the hell I'm looking for. So I'm not playing that song. I'm not playing that song by U2 either. I'm telling you that right now. Well, I'm going to play Metallica's cover of a, I am going to play this Tonka cover of Diamond Head song called Am I Evil here on Dollar Man Horror Radio. And it starts right now.
Thank you.
motherfucker.
Back to 1982 and 1998 from, you can get this off their I can't remember the name of the title now. It was from, like, there was a cover album in 1998.
You know what the best part of that song was, Eric?
What's that?
Hearing you go, "Ah, fuck," in the background.
Oh, well, I don't know why I said that. I think I was looking for something. Oh, no, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal, but the name of the song is called "I Am Evil," and I'm, like, very mellow right now in case you're keeping track at home.
His voice, it's hilarious because his voice is going from up and down and with infliction to high. We're back.
Yeah.
The song just played, and I can't remember the name of that album.
I don't right now.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. It's called Garage Inc., I believe.
This is the first time that you've been drunker than me.
No. Well, it was that one time in Cleveland after we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you and Joe were getting pretty sloshed, so I was anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I was pretty bad. All right, we're gonna play another song right now. This is from Type O Negative. This was when they broke big in 1994. The name of the song from the Bloody Kisses album is called Black Number One.
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. On her milk white neck, the devil.
Now it's you with it. Thank you.
The moon is full. Will she trick or treat? I bet she will. Oh, baby.
but they're dead. What about number two? Number two? Is there a black number two, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, we're back on the air.
I'm
Rock
done.
And Roll Horror Radio. This is Rock and Roll Horror Radio on Dollar Ben Horror Radio. Here's a commercial.
Child's Play, a terrifying new movie.
But it was scary. I have never screamed so loud in my entire life.
Tell me about that.
Whoa.
He kept saying it was only a movie.
You watched the whole movie like this.
Child's Play.
Just when you thought you were safe, boom.
Rated R. Starts Wednesday, November 9th at a theater near you.
Ah, yes, and that, of course, I had to play that for you, Rhonda, because that's your favorite franchise movie monster, Chucky.
Yep.
For sure. 180, wasn't it 189 dolls now of Chucky? Is that it? Seriously, is that it?
Oh, my God, Eric.
Well, no, cause I had no room to talk because I got this nice Freddy doll for my birthday, and it's
mm-hmm.
for Nightmare on Elm Street, and I'm looking at it right now, and it has like different heads. It has like his green head, and then the head with his skull when Tina pulled his face off, and then it has Tina's face, and then it has the telephone with the tongue sticking out, and it has the glove when Freddy cut himself and all this green blood spurted out. So if we ever get a chance to go to like a big horror con like Days of the Dead or someplace like that, and Robert Englund's there, I gotta get him to sign this for me. That's like
a
new thing on my bucket list now. I gotta meet the man and have him sign this because he's awesome. You know what I mean?
Oh,
all right. If you,
my God.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you said something. If you guys have a request to have the number to call in the United States, 877-552-4773.
I'm done with you.
Our international callers, 323-843-6113. Okay, I love the next three songs I request. Rhonda, she gave me a couple of songs to play. This one's from the Child's Play soundtrack. I can't remember the name of the song, but here it is. Yeah.
Come by.
for you.
There you go. Send them out both to you. That was Do the Freddy, then something to do with Chucky. He's our man. Something like that. But there you go. I fulfilled your request. If you have any requests, if you want any songs played tonight, the number to call is 1-877-552-4073. And for our international listeners, the number to call is 323-843-6113. This is the best birthday ever, you know?
Oh my God.
I'm half toasted, and you know what? I don't give a fucking shit. All right, going to send this next song out to our guy who we interviewed last week, author Robert Holt. He requested to be played a Fat Boys Ready for Freddy. So here we go, buddy, from Nightmare on Elm Street number 4.
Fred Krueger's the name, and you know my game. Elm Street's the place, if you got the time, listen to this, you'll bust the rhyme.
Fred Krueger's the myth, but Fred Krueger's the man. It doesn't matter, 'cause I'm still rapping about a murder.
All right, going all the way back to 1988. That was the Fat Boys with Ready for Freddy. Send that one out to author Robert Holt, the guy we interviewed last week. And thank you for your requests, as always. As always, 1-877-552-4073 is the number to call if you guys want to have a request or just tell me how much of an idiot I am because I'm, like, drinking on the air. So I'm about to get my third beer right now, so... Because I have, like, a little bit left over on this. But I'm doing pretty well. I'm not going to be driving anytime soon, but, you know, not tonight.
Guess what I just did?
What did you do, Rhonda?
I don't care if there's no way to get there. I just ordered my ticket.
Tickets for what? Let anybody who's listening out there know what's going on.
Well, on October 2nd, the day before Cinema Wasteland, well, actually the first day of Cinema Wasteland, but the day before we go to Cinema Wasteland.
Yeah!
Sorry. The coolest concert ever, for me at least, is happening. Three of my favorite bands, Epica, Elvetti, and The Agonist. Three of the coolest metal bands, all slightly different styles, but all fucking awesome, and have female vocalists. Either fronting or co-fronting the band, are playing together at the Agora, and tickets, well, let's see, what I paid total with, you know, the charges was $28.22.
Oh, wow.
And the cool thing
is,
I don't have to wait in the mail
bands.
For my tickets. I already have my ticket to the concert in my email.
Nice. Nice.
I just have to find someone with a printer.
That's gonna be awesome. I saw Rush here about 3 weeks ago in Columbus, Ohio, and they were fucking badass. Everybody was stoned, just about.
Oh my god.
It's Rush. What do you expect? All right, gonna send this next request out to the head hauntress, Mrs. Elizabeth Catherine Gray, the co-host of the Archivist Bound 60 Witches podcast. You can hear that Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. And this is the theme to the original Blob movie from 1958.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
It's you.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Right through the door and all around the wall, the splash.
watch. Be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It's
creepy. Tequila. All right, I'm on my third beer now. And thanks for the request, Miss Liv, with Catherine Gray. I'm on my third beer right now, so we're going to take a quick commercial break with an ad from Count Chocula here on Darbin Horror Radio. It's my 40th beer and blood birthday bash on DBHR. Plenty of time, sweetheart.
A glorious day.
And a complete breakfast with
Booberry.
Huh? Into the way, Boo.
Bye bye. Frankenberry has strawberry flavored sweeties.
Count Chocula has chocolate sweeties.
And Booberry with berry flavored sweeties.
And here are the mini monsters. Five monsters in all. You can trade them with friends and put on a show. One mini monster in specially marked boxes of the monster cereals.
Oh, I can't wait for September when the monster cereals come back out. I wonder if they can have Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy again like they did a couple years ago. I wasn't too big of a fan of Fruit Brute, but still not very, yeah. But definitely Count Chocula and Frankenberry and Blueberry for sure. For
see,
sure.
I couldn't have Blueberry.
Oh, that's right, because you're allergic to strawberries, aren't you?
I cannot eat the blueberry.
Oh, you can't eat the blueberry?
No,
but can you
blueberry
eat the Count Chocula?
Me. Yes, I can eat Count Chocula.
Count Chocula's badass.
Oh.
And I hope they put some,
yeah.
I hope they put
Eric's
some more
drinky
out.
Drinky.
I'm on my third beer right now. I'm drinking. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm like on my third beer. It's Great Lakes Brewing Company, Lake Erie Monster, Imperial India Pale Ale, 9.1% alcohol. And now, bear in mind, I don't drink the hard stuff, so.
Oh, my God, can you imagine what Eric would be like with a shot in him?
Oh, my.
No.
That's happened. You bought me a shot a couple years ago. And I couldn't handle it. Yeah. I couldn't handle it then either. All right, we're going to play the last of the Big Four band. This is Megadeth. The song's called Good Morning, MOURING/Black Friday. It's Rock and Roll Horror Radio on Dollar Bend Horror Radio.
Wants to kill her. The other must protect her.
I'm here to help you. You've been targeted for termination.
The Terminator. Your future is in his hands. The Terminator.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The number one movie in the USA is now playing everywhere.
Thanks for telling us that. Anyway, I just watched it on Blu-ray here last week. It's still fucking awesome. Stan Winston's a fucking golden god, man. I'm telling you what. Whew. In case you don't know by now, kids, I'm drunk. I am pissed drunk. I'm on my third fucking beer right now. 9.1% alcohol. I'm fucking drunk off my ass, motherfucker.
In case you didn't know, during that song, if you're not friends with him on Facebook, he just posted one word, tequila! Like, I thought
yeah,
you said
tequila.
You just had beer.
Yeah, I thought I've been drinking beer, but that song I played for Liz, the Blood song.
Oh, my God.
Thought I just wanted to sing tequila. So, okay!
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we got 15 more minutes of this show left. So I got to figure out what song to play next. I think I'm going to play Once Bitten by from that movie Once Bitten. Does it sound good to you?
All right.
Right away, I've been inside the jail, both ends.
unfortunately, this party is about to wind down, unfortunately. Thanks for everybody who came to my 40th Beer and Blood birthday bash. It was fucking awesome. Rhonda, as always, thanks for coming along, hanging out, listening to all this fucking music, funky music tonight, you know. But Darvin Horror Radio will return. Watch this on your calendars, ladies and gentlemen, September 10th. We are on hiatus until then. So thanks for coming out. Rhonda, as always, you're awesome. I appreciate
it. I love you, Eric.
Yeah, I love you too. You're like a sister I never had, Rhonda. You know that. But I digress. All right, we're going to close things out with a little bit of docking from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors. We'll be back September the 10th. But until then, to all of Reaping Nation, have a wonderful summer. And good night now! me too, yeah. Yeah, that's just alright, kids. The party may be over, but you know what? You guys all still rock. Thanks for listening tonight. Dollar Bin Horror Radio will return Thursday, September 10th, and it's still going to be as awesome as ever. Rhonda, as always, thanks for hanging out, and thanks for everybody who listened tonight. We'll see you September 10th, but until then, to all of Replay Nation, I say this to you, good night! Now!